Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now for this week's Out and About, I'm here on Dawson Street at Pitch Golf, one of the newest social venues in Dublin, which promises to marry food, drink, music and of course golf. Joining me to walk through the venue and maybe even correct my swing is its CEO, Christopher Best. Christopher, you're very welcome to the programme. I'm very impressed with what I see here, but you would probably be better describing it for our listeners.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for coming in. We're an entertainment venue here in Dawson Street, focused around indoor golf, which is a phenomenon which is growing massively globally. In America, actually, this year, there was more rounds of indoor golf than outdoor golf.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it shows you the trend. America's the trendsetter a lot of the time, as you probably well know. And there's a lot of factors why that is, but people have less time now. The climate is tricky in some countries. The cost of golf is obviously expensive. So indoor golf takes away a lot of those barriers to the entry. Yeah. And I mean, indoor golf, anyone's welcome. Anyone can walk down those stairs to come down into pitch and try golf as a game, which is amazing. There's nothing stopping people from coming in. So we think we're nicely positioned at the start of a really exciting growth in indoor golf in Ireland and globally. So I've taken the punt here with Dawson Street. We've got a great location, so I don't think there's a better place to launch it from, yeah.
But if we talk about, I suppose, the social aspect of this, and this strikes me as a great idea for a night out, for a group of people, and as you said, you can have novice golfers as well as people who are well able to play golf all, you know, mucking out together.
Exactly, yeah, all under one roof, yeah. We don't discriminate here, and that's the beauty of the business model. As you rightly say, if you come in here as a scratch golfer or you've never even seen a golf club before, there's something you can do. The TrackMan, which is the underlying tech, it's the hardware and software. They're the biggest golf tech company in the world. They actually are an investor in Pitch, which is a huge endorsement of the concept that they've picked Pitch over every other golf concept globally to put their backing behind, because they see a huge growth in indoor golf. The software with TrackMan, I'll show you later on, but you can come in here and you can play games like Virtual Crazy Golf. You can play Bullseye Target games. No skill levels required for those. On the flip side, you can play the Open. Yeah. Portrush, the venue, which is the Open, is next year. You can play Adair Manor, where the Ryder Cup is, in 2 years. So there's something, I suppose, for all levels, which is great.
Tell us about your own background, Christopher. What brings you to come up with an experience like this? What was your journey to Pitch?
The journey to Pitch was a fairly windy one. I've always worked in sport. I'm passionate about golf. I love golf. I'm passionate about sport generally, and I've worked for rights holders like World Rugby, European Tour. I worked for the Aviva Stadium for a number of years, and I then started my own agency, sports agency, where we represent players, rugby players, and a few golfers. Yeah, so like the agency started, and I worked at that for 3 or 4 years, and then this opportunity came along, whereby a friend of mine is an investor in the parent company, and we had a chat over, it was over a beer at a wedding, like it was fairly casual, and I said, look, I think this would really do well in Dublin, and he said, I think you're right, and the ball started to roll that way, and it's a great opportunity, and it's something that I'm looking to grab with both hands and drive the success of it.
And if we look at the location in Dawson Street, did you hone in on Dawson Street as an area you thought would be good because there's a bar scene, a restaurant scene on this street? Does that work well with what you're doing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, for a business like this to work, it's location, location, location. I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but you need people, first and foremost. You need corporate, you need a business market. You need students, helps as well, to have a young population. And you need tourists. So that's like a nice mix, but we are at a point where it's a focal point of the city. It's a great street. There's a lot of football. There's a lot of activity. There's a lot of concepts like ours, not golf, but other kind of these new wave of hospitality businesses, these competitive socializing businesses. There's a few of these setting up around us. So Dawson Street, If you'd asked me, could I pick a venue, I probably would have picked here.
Yeah, I heard a term recently called competitive socialising, which is now probably a new word for the dictionary.
Exactly. It's definitely a new buzzword in hospitality, and it's a new wave of hospitality businesses. I mean, like, you've been to many a great Irish pub like I have in Dublin, and restaurants. We've got great hospitality scene, but this is a modern alternative. It's something that younger people want. They want an experience. They want something different. They want something they can share with their friends on Instagram. They want something that they can remember. And this is one of these type of experiences. And I think golf, personally, why I have backed a golf concept is because Ireland is inherently connected to the game of golf. We're passionate about it. We've always achieved really well in it, whether it's male or female, whether it's Rory McIlroy or Leona Maguire. We have great role models. So I think we have a connection as a country to golf. I hope that kind of rings through with the interest in the business.
It's a franchise concept. So tell us a little bit about the parent company, the franchisor. Where are they? Who are they?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, it's a really exciting, fun business. You're in here, you can see it. I know your listeners will be able to see it, but it's something completely different. I mean, the guys have built the concept that there's other big indoor golf businesses in the world, like Five Iron that we touched on in America. But this concept is purely by look and feel. Is very, very premium. It's very different. The guys have built this now, and Trackman have said this is the one that we're going to go with, and they're growing massively in globally. They're opening up in Manchester, Birmingham, Melbourne. They're planning another couple in London. They're looking at other venues around the world. So the brand is growing. It's finally got the momentum that it needed. The guys who started it are two former golf pros from the UK. Great guys, passionate guys about golf.
We're still down here at Pitch, but you brought me into, I suppose, the inner sanctum here, which I believe is a members area. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Bobby. So I suppose the venue is 10 bays total, and we kind of have a public area of sort of 6 bays, and then we have a membership element and 4 bays in here, and you can see there's seating, and it's quite a nice facility for members. So
absolutely lovely, really, really lovely lounge feel to it. And I can see then there's 4 booths set up to drive your tee shot or whatever it is that you're doing. But this is really, really nice.
We've pitched at the premium side of things, and we're offering corporate memberships at the moment, where businesses can join, take avail of a really nice venue in the city centre where they can bring clients and they can entertain their staff. And also in the public area, there's a great event space, there's a DJ at the weekend. So we have two different worlds kind of interacting with each other, and it's gone down really well so far.
In terms of the corporate membership that you mentioned, what sort of money is that?
Well, look, I mean, if anyone wants to find out, they can email me, but it's fairly reasonably priced. I think, as I say, it gives you an opportunity, a really unique way to entertain your clients.
Well, I could see somebody coming down here with the staff, say, that's one. And then if your client's coming in, you want to bring a group of important customers out. Exactly. Why not come down here and hit a few balls?
Well, that's it. And you're guaranteed a really nice experience. We've got a fully licensed bar here, and we've got a really nice Asian, Pan-Asian menu, so we feel like we've got all the boxes ticked here, and without going heavy on the sales pitch, but yeah.
Right, let's play a bit of golf. Okay. So why don't you line us up there? So
yeah, I've set us up here on one of the toughest golf courses in the world, the Royal Portrush, which is hosting the Open in 2025. So we're going to try hit a tee shot here on the first, and I'm going to set you up.
Okay, let's do that.
And you don't have to worry about... We supply all the clubs, so you don't have to bring clubs with you.
Now, I'm not known for my golf, but I can hit the odd ball. It's not my sport of choice, but as I say, it's something I've been trying to get better at since I supposedly retired all those years ago. Oh, this is great. So we're looking at a really, really cool screen here, which is, God, it must be 12 feet by 12 feet, and it almost looks like you're standing. In fact, this is really realistic. So Royal Portrush, the Dunluce Links, the first hole, it's at 363 yards, and it's a par four.
Okay, so just take the driver out there. So people remember this hole from when McIlroy hit his shot here at the Open back in 2019, but... It's a wee bit left, Bobby.
Oh dear.
I think you might be okay though, hopefully.
Yeah, folks, that went a bit left.
A bit left, but
I still, how many? I hit it over 126 yards, yeah. But unfortunately, not in the right direction. Christopher's going to show us how it's done now. I'm used to having my balls in the rough, so I'll come good on the second shot. Here we go. Oh, look at that! Straight down the middle. Oh, look at that. Right in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference between somebody who can play golf and somebody who can't. Okay, folks, we'll leave it there. This is a great place. It's called The Pitch. Christopher Best will be your host here. I've really enjoyed the golf. It's fantastic.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.